Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Good morning. It's time for Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. This program will improve the quality of your life through a system called resonance repatterning. And now, here's your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth.
Hello, and welcome to Living in Tune, Turn Your Problems into Joy. This week, we'll be talking about the power of commitment to ourselves and the challenge to greatness that is possible for us. We'll look at why we're only using 3% of our brain, why we're only manifesting 10% of our potential, and how we can give 100% of ourselves to our life and open ourselves to receive infinite possibilities for our life. We'll see that on one level or another, we want nothing less than this 100% commitment to ourselves and to manifesting our inner greatness. We want to be challenged to greatness. We'll discover what this greatness is for each one of us, whoever we are, whatever our education, and regardless of our earlier experiences of pain or pleasure. The spark of greatness is there within each of us, waiting to be lit. Today, we'll find out what is involved in lighting that spark. For those of you who may be listening for the first time and may be new to Living in Tune, I am the founder and developer of the Resonance Repatterning System, which this show is all about. To introduce you to Resonance Repatterning, let's look at the basics. Everything is energy or vibrating frequencies. Every thought and feeling you have, every word you speak, and every organ and tissue of your body. Your frequencies are either in sync with each other, which gives you energy, or they're out of sync with each other, which depletes your energy. Resonance repatterning identifies and transforms your out-of-sync frequencies that hold you back in pain and limitation. When your frequencies are in sync, you have a natural flow of the energy of life, which is love, of course, within yourself and in your life. Resonance repatterning offers you a way to transform the unconscious patterns you resonate with that create disharmony in your body-mind-energy field. After we've identified the unconscious patterns that cause your problems or your sense of overwhelm with what you're facing in your life, we use specific self-healing modalities from sound, color and light, movement, energy contacts, and breath to change your resonance with these out-of-sync frequency patterns. Once you resonate or come into tune with life-giving patterns, that's when people feel their whole life turning around and self-healing takes place. The beauty of resonance repatterning is that in one or two of the basic seminars, you can quickly learn how to give yourself sessions and how to give sessions to family members and friends. And for those who want to use it professionally, we have a complete program leading to certification. If you haven't already received a resonance repatterning session, that's a great place to begin, so you can experience for yourself how a session makes you feel. Our website, resonancerepatterning.net, gives you a list of teacher schedules and links you to certified practitioners in your area. Starting in 2 weeks' time, I'll be teaching the complete resonance repatterning program, all 10 seminars plus practitioner mastery seminars, in 6 intensives over a 15-month period. This program is open to anyone who is committed to their own growth, learning and self-healing, or who wants to help others in their growth and self-healing. So, if you're interested in the potential of humankind for extraordinary change, if you want to learn a system that integrates spirit, mind, emotions, and body, you're welcome to check our resonancerepatterning.net website. And if you have any questions about my diploma training program, which I only teach once a year in the USA, you can go to our website or call Ardis Osborne at 480-481-9023. She'll be happy to talk with you and answer any questions you may have. So every week on Living in Tune, Turn Your Problems into Joy, I talk about different aspects of the body, mind, and spirit in relation to resonance repatterning. After sharing the theme of the week, I'll be doing a special commitment to greatness repatterning for the person who calls in during the first break. So you're welcome to call in during the first break if you would like this session, or if you have any questions. 1-866-472-5795, and they'll give you that number later on. All right. So the commitment to yourself, the challenge to greatness. You may remember some years ago at the Olympic Games, a young athlete from Kenya running the marathon. He arrived in the stadium for his final stretch to the finish line after completing his 26-mile run. But before he could reach the finish line, he fell. He managed to stand up again, but he couldn't walk or run. Clearly, he was in agony. Then he did an extraordinary thing. Hobbling forward step by step, he managed to limp to the finish line. The thousands watching cheered him on, many in tears. Later, when he was asked why he endured this pain to do what he did, he responded, "My country didn't send me here to start the race. My country sent me here to finish the race." Finishing the marathon for him was his commitment to himself. It was his challenge to greatness. No one now remembers who won that race, but everyone who sees the film of that young athlete remembers him and is still moved by his inner victory. Greatness is like a beacon, is really like a beacon that we recognize and that moves our heart. This kind of greatness represents an ideal that we all secretly yearn to achieve in our chosen way. It represents self-mastery that is beyond winning and losing. In the film, Coach Carter, we see a man who was also committed to greatness and was a light for others to achieve their greatness. In this true story, Coach Carter decides to take the underpaid job of coaching a failing high school basketball team in an underprivileged school and a down-and-out neighborhood where 36% of the 18 to 24-year-olds end up being arrested and 80% of the population is more likely to go to jail than to college. The school only graduates 50% of its high school students and only 6% of these, mostly girls, continue on to college. But Coach Carter had a vision for the basketball team that they could develop their gift for basketball and study so they could go to college on scholarships, create a different life for themselves. So here we have our first step in the challenge to greatness. The first question we must ask ourselves is, what is my gift? What do I love to do? What have I always wanted to do? What is my bliss, as the mythologist Joseph Campbell called it? For one person, it may be love of physical health and vitality. For another, it's playing an instrument or singing. For another, it's dancing or a spiritual practice or being a healing practitioner or gardening, painting, acting, writing, creating a business that will make a difference. Each of us has something we have always wanted to do, a secret talent. Daily life doesn't challenge us to develop more than 3% of our brain or to manifest more than 10% of our potential. Eating, paying bills, daily chores, phone calls, watching TV or the movies, answering your emails, sleeping and work take very little brain power and will never manifest our true potential. Human beings are capable of anything. When we fail to discover our gift, to follow our truth, deny that we want more from life, we tend to become ill or feel tired or stressed out, angry and frustrated. This is why each one of us needs to ask, am I living the life I came here to live? And what gives me true joy? When we challenge ourselves to greatness, we need a lot more than 3% of our brain. Opening ourselves to what we want to do activates new neural pathways. Brain power has nothing to do with the number of neurons or brain cells you have, as doctors once thought. Brain power depends on the number of connections and pathways between the finger-like projections of one neuron to the finger-like projections of another neuron. The second step is, what stops you from manifesting your potential greatness? So far, I've come up with 13 reasons and justifications for what stops us from manifesting our greatness. We'll see some of these reasons when we come to the commitment to greatness repatterning, and we'll talk about just a few of them right now. And I think this is a whole show and repatterning that you'll probably want to download the transcript because I've got way too much information here to get into this 1 hour and do a repatterning. And these 13 reasons are extremely important. And then, of course, we've got the third step, the 14 qualities of self-mastery that is to come. And then, of course, finally, the fourth step, which is unhesitating action, and these basic six actions that will support us in achieving our greatness. So anyway, I'll do what I can in the time we've got available, and then you can always download the transcript if you really want to develop your greatness and resonate with every step of the way. That's something that you can do, and you can come back to over and over. This is, for me, a transcript and a repatterning that you can repeat over and over again as you keep spiraling up into your greatness. So anyway, what stops us from manifesting our potential greatness? Let's just talk about a few of these. One of them is fear of our power. And Marianne Williamson writes that wonderful poem, "Our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we're powerful beyond measure." A lady emailed me about this last week saying that she makes herself small so as not to threaten people with her power. And in Chinese five-element acupuncture, power is associated with the water element. This is the power of the Niagara Falls, and it's definitely scary, overwhelming, and also awe-inspiring. But water can also be serene and gentle and has the power to wear away all hardness. One drop of water dripping over billions of years wears away the strongest of rocks. So if our water element is too strong, we need to bring it into balance, discover and resonate with our gentleness so we can show up big in our life without overwhelming people. Another justification for denying our greatness or refusing to develop our greatness is laziness. We don't love our gift enough to put in the daily practice of hard work. It takes changing your priorities and putting some demands on yourself to activate the greatness that already exists within and is waiting to emerge. Fragmentation is another reason. We give 1% of ourselves to this and 3% to that and perhaps 6% to something else. We split ourselves into pieces and then wonder why we can't bring much of what we do to completion. People who achieve their greatness give 100% to everything they do. 100% to washing up the dishes. 100% to playing with their children. 100% to their work. And 100% developing their gift. Another reason that stops us from manifesting our greatness is tension. We're holding way too much tension. Tension in our eyes, our face muscles, our body. Observe yourself when you sit down or walk from one room to another and see how much needless tension you're holding on to. It takes a lot of energy to hold our muscles in a state of tension, and most people have chronically tight muscles that never let go. Our tension leaves us tired or exhausted, with no motivation to exert ourselves in developing our gift. So when we come back after this little break, we'll talk a little bit about the second, third, and fourth step, and then we'll do a repatterning. Learn to fly. You are.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the resonance repatterning system for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to resonancerepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to resonancerepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time.
I'm Shannon Brown with FedEx, proud sponsor of Matcha Dam's premier walking event, March for Babies, formerly known as Walk America. FedEx and Matcha Dam's has a common objective, and that is deliveries on time. More babies begin healthy lives because of Matcha Dam's programs, and we can do even more, but we have to walk to get there. Join the March for Babies. Sign up at marchforbabies.org.
Whether you're a baby boomer, a post-baby boomer, or a young up-and-coming, we can guide your stride. Host Cindy Spear will enlighten, educate, and entice you, our listener, to realize that you are in control of your life. No longer will the economy, media, employers, neighbors, or relatives,
not even the dog,
come between you and your unlimited potential. Tune in to Baby Boomers of Today. Where do we go from here? Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on the 7th Wave Network.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. And the rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
So, before the break, we've been talking about greatness, developing our greatness, and the qualities, or what stops us from manifesting the greatness within ourselves. And the third step is the 14 qualities of self-mastery. And all of these are in the transcript that you can download, where I go into them, in each one of them in detail. But I'll just talk about one of them now before we bring our first caller on the air. And one of these qualities that supports us in self-mastery is the attitude that failure does not exist. There's no such thing as failure, said Thomas Edison, the great inventor. Only something new and exciting to learn. So if you can't embrace failure as a learning, you'll soon give up, and usually with resentment and anger at someone else, blaming them for leaving your gift behind, rather than taking responsibility for yourself that you've made the pain of failure more important than manifesting your greatness. So all people who develop their greatness, absolutely, they never give in to failure. It does not exist for them. Another interesting quality of self-mastery is body position and movement, and the effect of our body posture in relation to greatness through our talent. So there are many more of these, which if we've got time at the end, maybe I'll go into a few more or go into some of them during the session, but want to just talk a little bit about the fourth step in developing our greatness, which is unhesitating action. Without action, there is no mastery, there is no greatness, there's only fantasy. And so when we have an intention and a positive feeling and then go into unhesitating action, it gives our limbic brain the message that our intention is possible. Our limbic brain will then do everything to make it possible. Visualizing success plus unhesitating action reinforces that anything is possible. And what I found is that there are at least six generic actions that support you in your journey of manifesting your gift, no matter what your gift is. Basketball or gardening or inner contemplation or being a fantastic practitioner. Don't worry if some of these actions appear to be totally unrelated to your gift and what you want to manifest. For instance, the first one is cleaning your house. Our home is a metaphor for our mind and body, and in feng shui they demonstrate how clutter, what you don't use, what isn't yours, and what is broken, de-energizes you, confuses your thinking, and blocks the chi energy in your life. Now, there are many more of these, and I just want to check, first of all, do we actually have somebody on the air right now, a caller?
Yes.
Okay, you are there. And what's your name?
Lindsay.
Lindsay. Wonderful, Lindsay. Make sure you talk as close as you can to your speaker so we can hear you. Yes. Wonderful, Lindsay. Have you had sessions before, Lindsay?
Yes, I have.
Wonderful. And are you a practitioner?
Yes.
Great. Okay, so you've taken seminars. And you're wanting this session today, I take it?
Yes.
Okay. And does this one make particular sense to you, this call to greatness?
Yes.
Okay. So it's speaking to you, is it?
It is.
All right. Terrific. So let's then get going on your session. And again, we had an email asking, how can I proxy into this session when I can't listen to it at the time because I'm at work, but I want to proxy into the sessions? And so, yes, you're most welcome to proxy into this session whenever you listen to it, whether you can listen to the program live or whether you can only listen to the archive. Just whenever you listen, just simply you make a statement. I am proxied into this session to whatever is most valuable and beneficial for me from this session. So what is of value to you, you can proxy into it and receive the benefit of the session. So good. So I'm sure we've probably got over 6,000 people proxying into your session, Lindy.
I'm sure.
And let's now start with identifying the gift. So, Lindy, what is your gift or talent, something you would love to do for the rest of your life, something or something that you're doing but you'd like to do better?
I'm gifted as a teacher, but I'm ready to do something different.
Okay, so you are a teacher right now, are you?
I'm a teacher. I was a school teacher, but I'm a teacher of energetic type stuff and teaching people about how much I've learned from resonance repatterning and how much I've enjoyed that and how much it's made a change in my life, and I appreciate it so very much.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yes. So there's some place here there where you're wanting, so we need to look at something that you want to do every day for the rest of your life. Something that it just gives you joy, it will give you pleasure to do. Kind of like for me, you know, when I was 58 years old, I suddenly said, you know, I want to do ballroom dancing and I'm going to take a lesson every single week for the rest of my life.
Mm.
It's like, and then I've been doing it. Every day I think about dancing. So, and, you know, you start 8 years ago and now I'm moving into wanting to be a champion ballroom dancer. So it's something where you've got a gift, you've got a talent, you've got something you love. What is that thing for you? So is it for you teaching?
I feel like I'm tired of being the teacher and I want to be among other gurus, other spiritual.
Yes. So where you want to be is what learning, spiritually learning, from a teacher?
No.
Nope.
Be among teachers.
You want to be among teachers.
Instead of being the teacher or the pupil.
Yes.
I'm to be among the masses, that we are one and we have gifts that we share easily with one another.
Yeah.
Be our children or our in-laws or...
Okay.
Well, beyond our spiritual family.
All right. So it's very, very important for us to get really clear on this gift, because the gift, it has to involve an action. So, for instance, for me, the gift or talent that I want to do every day for the rest of my life might be ballroom dancing or meditation or playing the piano or teaching resonance repatterning. So it's something... It's some gift that I have that I want to develop that is absolutely tangible. It's practical. It's something you want to do. So what is it that you want to do that would give you pleasure to do every day for the rest of your life? Challenge, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. You know, this is the whole thing, why we develop so little of our brain, which is what I was talking about, because we haven't asked ourselves these great questions. And our spirit wants to develop our greatness. And it doesn't really matter what the vehicle is. You know, for the boys in that high school, it was basketball that changed their life. But it's some act, something, they just love to shoot ball. But for them, it was like, well, they like to shoot ball, but they were going to go to jail. So what was the point of that? They could use that to develop their greatness and go to college and become something in their life. So, what is your gift or talent? Something you love to do, something you want to develop?
I love listening to lectures on physics and outer
space. So there's something here with physics. And is that something that you want to do every day for the rest of your life, is to learn about physics?
No.
No? All right. So that's not your gift or talent. Yeah?
It brings me a lot of joy, but I guess that's not my gift.
It brings you joy, yes. So this is, you know, so I just want to let you know, Lindsay, that the difficulty you're having is the difficulty that probably all the thousands of people out there are having at the same moment in time.
Yes.
What is it? You know, for my sister, her great joy, one of her joys is gardening. It's just like her passion. She can't wait to get out there and create this amazing garden. So many of us, we haven't discovered our joy, our bliss. And you know, one of the first questions with people who get cancer is, what are you not doing that you want to do? And people are kind of just living the daily chores of their life, and they're not tuning in to their power, to their gift. And if we spent this whole session just identifying your gift, Lindsay, it would be enough.
Yes.
Yeah. So, what do you want to do with your life? Are you doing what you want to do?
Right now, things are changing. My living situation, my children, grandchildren coming into my life, and so forth. Everything's changing. I feel like a bumper car that is switching directions. When you were talking about hesitating action,
yeah,
I found it. Am I going this way? Am I going that way? Where's the next? Where's the straight path? It's
good. Yes. So I'm really hearing here. And this, it may be good for us simply to start then with the problem that you're facing right now in your life. And let's check you for resonating with that right now, Lindsay. And this is the problem you're facing. Yes, I'm muscle checking. And you give me permission to muscle check for you?
Yes.
Yes, for those who don't know, I'm actually checking on the on-off of my muscle response, pressing on a muscle, so I can access Lindsay's field to find out exactly what is going to support her right now. So, Lindsay, say, I feel like a bumper car.
I feel like a bumper car.
Switching directions.
Switching directions.
And I don't know where I'm going.
I don't know where I'm going.
And you are on. You resonate with that, not knowing where you're going and feeling like you're being bumped in every different direction.
Yes.
But not really in control.
Right.
Yeah, and it's interesting because in the third step, which is developing the 14 qualities of self-mastery, the first quality is what I call playing the court. And this is the first quality of greatness, which comes from the film Coach Carter. His basketball team had been accepted for the state finals, but was pitted against the best high school team in the state. And his kids were not doing well, and he told them, stop playing the court. You're being run around. You're not deciding any play. You're not in control. And I'm hearing that this is where you are. You're not playing the court. And the boys took over, and they started playing the court. And they lost the game. But at the end, Coach Carter told them, there's not always a fairy tale story ending, but you played like champions. You achieve what many people spend their life trying to achieve, victory. So playing the court is about mastery and about victory. And when we come back after the break, Lindsay, we'll keep on going and find out how you can start playing the court. Okay?
Great.
So you stay on the air, and we'll come back to you soon.
Okay.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly, you are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the Resonance Repatterning System for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Everybody is thinking green these days, but green is not just an environmental state of mind, it's a healthier state of being. It's the food we eat, the air we breathe, and the structures we live and work in. It's not the dollars that we're spending, but how we spend those dollars. Are we consciously making informed decisions? Join host Connie McCullough as she explores healthier living by choice. Living Green, Healthier by Choice, airs live on the Seventh Wave Network every Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Tune in for the challenge of a lifetime, a challenge for greener, healthier living. Enlightenment and ascension brings love and joy into your life. Now you can experience the wisdom, humor, and healing of the Ascended Masters as they are channeled through clairvoyant healer Janae Sirio. Each week, the Ascended Masters will focus on topics that touch and bring healing to your life, relationships, career, and serve to open your heart to be the best person you can be. Tune in to Tools for Ascension with clairvoyant Janae Sirio every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the 7th Wave Network.
Be extraordinary. 7th Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings.
You're listening to Living in Tune, Turn Your Problems into Joy, with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. If you want to create positive change, call Chloe now at 866-472-5795. That toll-free number again is 866-472-5795. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Good. Are you there, Lindsay? Lindsay?
I am.
All right. Wonderful. So, Lindsay, what I'm hearing then, this... We're back at Lindsay's session right now, for those who might have just come on the air. We're doing a repatterning on commitment to greatness. And the first step is being able to identify your gift, identify what you truly want to do and be and practice for the rest of your life. And you know, Lindsay, I'm hearing that you're in this state where you feel like a bumper car and that you don't know where you're going. It's like you're being bumped around, right?
Yes.
And so what I'm thinking is, let's go to the next step. Let's leave out this gift right now, because if you're a bumper car, it's probably going to be very difficult for you to even know what your greatness is, where you want to focus your energy. And let's go into what stops you from manifesting your potential greatness, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be muscle checking which of these 14 possibilities you need. You may need more than one of them. And you need this first one here. So the second one, yes, which is you can general muscle check. We're checking your whole body-mind-energy field for this. Say, I'm afraid that I am inadequate.
I'm afraid I'm inadequate.
That I'm unworthy.
I'm unworthy.
And I can't do my greatness.
And I can't do my greatness.
And you know you are on for that. You resonate with that. Okay, does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. Let's check if you need another one. Lindsay needs another of these, yes. This one here, no. The fragmentation one, no. The lack of focus, no. The poor habit patterns, not that one. And tension we're coming up with, yes. And say, general muscle check, I am tense.
I am tense.
Which leaves me exhausted.
Which leaves me exhausted.
And you resonate with that one. Does that one make sense to you as well?
Not the exhausted part, but...
Not the exhausted part. but it's probably then which stops you from knowing the direction you need to go in.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
All right. And you need to have any of these other ones here. No, we just needed those two. All right, so let's now go into, we need to check on the earlier experience.
Yes.
Yes. Did you have an earlier experience, Lindsay, when you couldn't express yourself freely? You couldn't shine and be great?
Yes. You know, as a child, it was like you don't want to expose what it is that you want because then you're not allowed to do it.
Ah, okay. So now you can understand why you had such a difficulty with that very first question. What do you want?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Don't expose what you want because you won't be allowed to do it.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just writing that down.
At the same time, I had a brother and a sister. Later on, I had a lot more brothers and sisters, but we never told each other what, in a can of fruit cocktail, what we liked the best, because if we did, then we wouldn't be able to pick those out.
Okay.
You know, when we grew up, we found out we all liked something different, and we could have had all we wanted.
Okay. So we need to muscle check this now for your resonance. It's a general muscle check. Say, I can't expose what I want.
I can't expose what I want.
Because I won't be allowed to do it.
Because I won't be allowed to do it.
And I'm muscle checking that you are on. You still resonate with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And what negative feeling do you have, Lindsay, about that? How do you feel about that early experience?
I can't go off and walk away.
Yes.
In my room or...
And the feeling that comes up for you?
Anger.
Anger, yes. Yes, and anything else? No, it's I feel angry.
Okay.
Just say that.
I feel angry.
And you still resonate with that anger. And in Chinese acupuncture, the feeling of anger relates to the wood element, which is, it's not only anger, but it's your creative energy. So you can see then that this creative energy got suppressed, and you were just left with this anger, which keeps you stuck in not being able to move in the direction you want to go in.
Mm-hmm.
And that wood element is about knowing your direction and going into action and, boom, being right there. So you can really see how that wood energy is absolutely stuck for you.
Yes.
And what negative belief did you have about being great and manifesting your full potential as a result of that earlier experience?
What negative belief
do you have about being great?
That I'm a woman, I'm a girl.
Sorry, I can't hear you?
That I'm a woman or a girl, and so I can't.
So I'm a girl, so I can't be great?
Right.
Wow, it's a big one, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, looks like you really needed this session.
Yes.
Yeah, general muscle check. So say, Lindsay, I'm a girl.
I'm a girl.
So I can't be great.
I can't be great.
And you were resonating with that one, too. Yeah. All right. And we're going to check on the life need that wasn't met for you. And it's the need for security and survival, no. It's for health and energy, no. To achieve your best, yes. Go beyond your limits and manifest your potential, that's the one you need. And you need 1 through 6, yes. 1 through 3, yes. You need number 1, which is, I achieve my best.
I achieve my best.
And you do not resonate with that life need. So in your earlier experience, that need was not met for you. That freedom to achieve your best was just simply not there in your childhood.
Uh-huh.
So all of this, Lindsay, is in the mind. You can see that you're resonating with these mental states. And what do you want instead of that old memory frequency? You can create a new frequency for yourself. What do you want instead of that old memory? I'm a girl. I can't be great. I can't say what I want to do because I won't be allowed to do it. What do you want instead?
I can speak up and accomplish.
Yes.
Greatness.
I speak. speak up, I accomplish, and what is it you want to accomplish?
Greatness is what I
think. I accomplish my greatness. And we're going to have to find out what your greatness is. And you need to list anything more? No. General muscle check. Say, I speak up and accomplish my greatness.
I speak up and accomplish my greatness.
And right now, you do not resonate with that one. All right, and now we're going to look at the steps for mastery. What is the primary step that you need that's going to help you move in that direction? And you need one, we've got 13 of these, you need 1 through 6, no, 7 through 10, yes, 7, 8. You need number 9 is going to help you at this time. And this is something, again, when you download the transcript, you can come back to these steps for self-mastery and keep moving through all of them, because we need all 13 of them. But right now, Lindsay, you need number 9, and say, I'm focused in the present moment of action.
I'm focused in the present moment of action.
Without thinking, without thinking.
Thinking without thinking.
Free of past regrets.
Free of past regrets.
And you are off for that one. All right. And then there's some unhesitating action that you need to do. And you need little A, cleaning your house. No. The relaxation. No. Exercise. No. Breathing. You need posture.
Posture.
And every body position carries an energy. So if, for instance, I'm a dancer, I need to hold myself as a dancer. I can't just slouch my back and hope to be a dancer. So every posture actually speaks to our whole body-mind field and supports us in doing what we want to do. And most of the time, our posture is off. So say, Lindsay, I maintain a posture.
I maintain a posture.
That reflects inner strength.
That reflects inner strength.
Poise.
Poise.
And equanimity.
And equanimity.
And you are off for that. So for me, what that means, Lindsay, is that as a child, you lost your poise. You lost that inner strength. I can't say what I want to do. I'm not going to be allowed to do what I want to do. And you lost that sense of strength and poise that holds your body up as somebody who has the strength to go be what I want to be and do what I want to do. So you're left being a bumper car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Good. So now we're going to move into the modality, and probably we'll come up with the break just in the middle, but we won't worry about that. Let's find out what modality you need. And I'm going to stay with the 7 breathing modalities that we did last week, because they're so powerful, and I really want you to start using these and using them in your everyday life. So the breathing modality that you need, Lindsay, that will change your resonance with everything we've checked is the control pause, no. Number 2, no. Number 3, balancing your hemispheres, no. Hemisphere balancing with alpha brain waves, yes. All right, so after this short pause, we'll come back and do the hemisphere balancing with healing your alpha brain waves. So just stay on the air and we'll be back in a moment.
Ready.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher.
Is the key to life more than just another technique? In Chloe Wordsworth's new book, Quantum Change Made Easy, she shows that what you resonate with is the key to all positive change, self-healing, and achieving the best of who you are. Chloe introduces you to the 9 keys of the Resonance Repatterning System for harmonizing your energy and turning your problems into joy. You can order Quantum Change Made Easy at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. To have a session, go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for certified practitioners. You can also learn to do sessions on yourself by attending Resonance Repatterning seminars. Experience the magic of helping yourself and others with a system that combines scientific and spiritual principles. Go to ResonanceRepatterning.net for seminars, practitioners, and self-healing products. Listen to Chloe on the Seventh Wave Network every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Whether you're a baby boomer, a post-baby boomer, or a young up-and-coming, we can guide your stride. Host Cindy Spear will enlighten, educate, and entice you, our listener, to realize that you are in control of your life. No longer will the economy, media, employers, neighbors, or relatives,
not even the dog,
come between you and your unlimited potential. Tune in to Baby Boomers of Today. Where do we go from here? Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on the 7th Wave Network.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Learn to fly. You are the teacher. Learn to trust your wings. The rest will follow after.
You're listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy with your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth. Now back to the program. Here's Chloe.
Good. So we were, Lindsay, we were just coming to your healing modality, and I encourage everybody to do this healing modality along with Lindsay, very powerful breath, that balances the right and left hemisphere of the brain and creates alpha brain waves, which are very healing. Whenever we go into alpha, very slow brainwave state, it has a healing effect. So are you with us, Lindsay?
Yes.
Good. All right, Lindsay, so just allow yourself to relax. And you can have your hands relaxed in your lap. And imagine that you're breathing in through your left nostril. And even if your nostrils aren't a little bit blocked, just you can imagine it. And if they're unblocked, you can actually feel the air coming in through your left nostril. And then breathe out through your right nostril. Breathe in through your right nostril. And breathe out through your left nostril. Now, normally we do this holding the nostrils closed with the fingers, but to create the alpha brain waves, we need to relax our hands down and just do it with the imagination, and just gradually you'll find your air coming in the left nostril.
Pick the phone back up.
Sorry?
I said I had to pick the phone back up. What did you say?
Oh, okay. Yes, so you're just going to be breathing in your left nostril and out of your right nostril.
Yes.
And then breathing in your right nostril and out of your left. And you can just keep that going.
Okay.
Good. All right. And that is complete. It is complete. Are you with us, Lindsay?
Yes.
Wonderful. And you can just keep that going. That breath is a very powerful breath. So even with the phone, you can, if you want to, keep imagining that you're breathing in the left, out of the right, in your right nostril, and out of your left nostril. And Lindsay needs, I'm going to muscle check, any other breathing. No, this is it. Yes, all right. So we'll go back and now recheck your statements and see what's changed. Okay?
Yes.
All right. So the first one we came up with is what stops you from manifesting your potential greatness, and say, I'm afraid I'm inadequate.
I'm afraid I'm inadequate.
That I'm unworthy.
That I'm unworthy.
And I can't do, I can't live. Well, it really is do, isn't it? Do and live my greatness.
I can't live or do my greatness.
And that one is still on, so we're going to come back to it in a moment. All right, the next one, say, I am tense.
I am tense.
Which stops me from living my greatness.
Which stops me from living my greatness.
And that one is off. right, good. Then the earlier experience, say, I can't expose what I want.
I can't expose what I want.
Because I won't be allowed to do it.
Because I won't be allowed to do it.
And that one is off. I'm muscle checking. You no longer resonate with that. And then the negative feeling, say, I feel angry.
I feel angry.
That one is off. And the negative belief that came from your earlier experience, I am a girl.
I'm a girl.
So I can't be great.
So I can't be great.
And you no longer resonate with that one. And the life need that was not met for you as a child was about achieving your best. And say, I achieve my best.
I achieve my best.
And you now resonate with that. You're on for it. Whereas before, you were off for that. There was no support in your childhood to have that basic life need met for achieving your best and living your best. Good. And then the new memory thought that you can resonate with is, I speak up.
I speak up.
And I accomplish my greatness.
And I accomplish my greatness.
And you are now on for that, Lindsay. Good. Now the step of mastery, and we came up with just one of these, say, I am focused in the present moment of action.
I am focused in the present moment of action.
Thinking without thinking.
Thinking without thinking.
Free of past regrets.
Free of past regrets.
And you are now on for that one. Great, and the unhesitating action that you need, I maintain a posture.
I maintain a posture.
That reflects inner strength.
That reflects inner strength.
Poise.
Poise.
And equanimity.
And equanimity.
And you're now on for that one. Good. Great. So that, we've everything changed. We got one more that didn't change. Let's go back and double check on that one. Say, I'm afraid I'm inadequate.
I'm afraid I'm inadequate.
I'm unworthy.
I'm unworthy.
And I can't do and live my greatness.
And I can't do or live my greatness.
And guess what? You are off for that one. You no longer resonate with that one.
Yes.
Good. So now we've got the first one, which is identifying your gift, your talent, something you would love to do for the rest of your life. And it would be helpful for us to go into that right now with you, Lindsay. I'm checking not to do that right now, Lindsay. It's almost like for you, this was the first step for you, just to kind of clear through what is stopping you and for you to go into action in terms of your body posture, be aware of your body and releasing your tension and naming what you want for yourself. Just kind of practicing that is probably enough for you at this point.
Okay.
So that you can move out of just being a bumper car in life.
All right.
That, yes, you can know where you're going, Lindsay. And you can name what you want for yourself. And, in fact, your whole body-mind system is longing to just start exposing what you want. That whole image of, as a child, not being able to expose yourself. So just start naming everything you want, Lindsay. Okay?
Okay.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being on the air with us and being a great proxy for all the other people who can benefit from your session.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Wonderful. And good luck and keep up your good work, Lindsay.
Okay. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, lovely. Okay, my dear. Wonderful. So, if you've got any questions that you want me to answer, and you're shy to call in for a session, but it takes quite a lot of courage to call in for a session, doesn't it? But if you'd like me to include some of your issues in the weekly session, or if you've got feedback on what you'd like me to talk about or anything else, you're welcome to email me at livingintune@gmail.com. And next week, July the 9th, we're going to be talking about the power of connection and living your dreams. This is about daring to dream and living in the flow and letting your dreams live and how the courage of connection can change our lives and the great synchronicities that happen through love. So if you're interested in listening to that one and the repatterning for the power of connection, still welcome to join us on July the 9th, next week at the same time. And thank you so much for joining us this week. Remember, you can download the complete transcript of every single show, any show you're interested in. You get the information, usually much more information than I can give in the show, is in the transcript. And you'll also get the repatterning and how you can use the repatterning in your daily life, plus the modalities that you can use. And you can also, but remember, when you download, three at a time is maximum for your computer. Otherwise, your poor computer gets overloaded. So some people would download about five, and their computer was kind of conking out on that one. And you're also welcome to link any of your favorite shows to your own website. And I encourage you to pass this show on to one friend. You know, we've got over 6,000 listeners right now in our third month. And if every single one of you told one friend about this, we want to reach millions of people to bring about healing to individuals, to you, and to our planet. So pass this show on to one friend, and let's see what happens to our numbers and the healing effect we can have in our world. Thank you for joining us at Living in Tune, and have a wonderful week discovering your greatness. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Living in Tune. Turn your problems into joy. Join your host, Chloe Faith Wordsworth, next Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Today I saw the sun up in the sky. Tomorrow I'll touch a star. If you have never tried your best before.